Hello, and welcome to the Veiled Moon Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby, and we are on episode 2. We made it. I decided to do a second episode. I'm still new to this whole podcasting thing, but we're going to see how this goes. So everyone, gather around the fire under the moon, grab your libations, and tonight, I have a very interesting libation. I actually got a red blend wine called Seven Moons, and it's actually pretty good. I went to the store today and I said, how fitting. Seven Moon Wines for the Veiled Moon Podcast. So yeah, pretty good. So today's episode is about home emergency preparedness. I thought it was important to do this episode now more than ever and actually push this episode ahead of the other episode. Because being prepared is so important, as we've seen starting in February, March, when we had the toilet paper shortage, the meat shortage, water shortage, all that fly shit. So I'm like, you know what? This just goes to show how it's very important to stay. Because imagine if that shortage lasted months instead of weeks. You know, now everything's pretty much back to normal, except for having to wear masks everywhere we go. Well, depending on where you live, because Georgia, Texas, not so much. But yeah, it just was like, made me think, damn, we are not prepared for this at all, including myself. Like, it just, it took all of us off guard. None of us were ready for this, except for the doomsday preppers. For them, it pretty much was their time to shine. It was like, I told you niggas. So yeah, that's why I thought it was important to do this. So if this was to happen again, most people are just going to head to the store and grab what they can, and not have a plan and just get what they can get. But my thinking is, what if you already had everything you needed in your home and all you had to do was look out your window and sip your tea watching everybody else panic? Today, we will talk about how that can happen and how you don't have to be one of the many people panicking to buy toilet paper to wipe your ass or bottled water to quench your thirst, or next time could be worse, could be us fighting over packs of meat and beans. You know, another thing I found crazy or quite funny, the vegetarians and vegans weren't worried about anything, because when you saw people on IG and recording being in the store when everybody was in a full panic mode, it's like the frozen food section was tore up. The Hot Pockets were gone. The ice cream was gone. The frozen pizza was gone. You go to the produce section, everything was perfectly in place. So it was like everybody said, excuse me, promise is not COVID, I swear. Everybody pretty much said, oh God, we're going to die. We're going to starve. Let's get Hot Pockets. But fuck those tangerines, those leafy greens, that kale, that spinach, that broccoli, those fresh green beans. Nah, even in a pandemic, I'm above that. I refuse to eat my fruits and vegetables. So I found that quite interesting how everything else was tore down in the store, but the fruit and but the produce section. Very interesting. Shows where our priorities are at. At least I'll wipe my ass, but nah. Those fruits and vegetables and healthy nutrients foods, nah, I'm gonna skip that shit. But anyways, so let's get started with today's episode. Home emergency preparedness. And home emergency preparedness can be for not just pandemics, it can be natural disasters, wartime scenarios. We're always wanting to challenge another country. So honestly, I'm a firm believer that World War III is around the corner. Don't listen to me, though. I have a general rule with all these items that you should have 3 to 6 months of everything listed, but try for 6 months. Very, very important. Oh, and book suggestion of the week. Every time I do an episode, I'm going to suggest a book because I love that people are reading more now that they're at home, don't really have much to do or furloughed or working at home. So reading is at an all-time high. I hate that it's the fact that a lot of people are bored at home, but I'll take what I can get. So today's book is a book called Preparedness Now, and it's by a man called Antoine Edwards, or a man named Antoine Edwards. And he actually was featured on an episode of Doomsday Preppers. Pretty good. He is an African-American, Black American emergency survival guide specialist. I have the book. I love the book. I learned a lot from the book, and I suggest everybody get it. And I can't remember what episode of Doomsday Preppers he was on. I caught Doomsday Preppers. I actually started watching it when it went to Netflix. So don't ask me what episode, but he's on there and he's thorough and he knows what he's talking about. And also you can actually find the YouTube channel for Veiled Mood Podcast on YouTube under the same name, Veiled Mood Podcast. If you have any show suggestions, you can email me at veiledmoonpod@gmail.com. Water. So very, very important, because you can survive longer with no food than without having water. Jugs or water to 3 to 6 months supply. I would also suggest a water filter too, but most water filters last only 2 months, so you would need 3 of them at least. And another thing that's important for when it comes to water is iodine tablets. If there is a scenario where water could possibly be contaminated, you're going to need the iodine tablets to clean the water. So another very important thing to have on deck with your water. I have a Brita filter, but I mean, that's just if there's a scenario where the water is still running. If the water isn't running, then you're going to start to have to depend on those water bottles, water jugs, whatever. But that is the first thing you should collect, because like I said, you can survive a lot longer without food than you can do water. Once you run out of water, it is a wrap. Food, the next most important thing. I suggest, for me, I think that you should get non-perishable food that's nutrient, that is nutrient dense and high fiber. But I'm so sorry, y'all. I cannot talk, and I've been sipping on this Seven Moons wine. It is doing its job. Non-perishable food that's nutrients dense and high fiber, meaning not just any old dried up whatever food. Try to go for things that are high in nutrients. First thing I would get, beans, dried beans. You can do canned beans too, but I think dried beans last longer, because eventually the beans in those cans, they're not going to be good. It's not good to have food that's been in a can for too long. Don't ask me how many years. I can't remember. Use your Googles. But the beans that I would include in this would be lentils, chickpeas, kidney beans, navy beans, pinto, and black beans. A lot of nutrients, a lot of fiber will keep you full if there's ever a scenario where you have to ration out your food. Grains. Rice, quinoa, pasta, oats, include dry cereal like oatmeal, cream of wheat, and matzo meal. Those are other very nutritious dried foods that don't cost a lot at all and could last you a while. Canned meat. I don't do pork, so I'm not going to tell you Spam. Plus, Spam is high in sodium, so I would say, even though sardines are high in sodium too. But anyways, sardines, tuna, chicken. Those are the ones that I have. Canned fruit, canned vegetables, and of course, canned soup. Dried fruit. Some people even freeze dry their own fruit and then vacuum seal it for, you know, when the day comes, they may have to go into their pantry and use those rations. Jerky, beef jerky, turkey jerky, all those things. Peanut butter. Peanut butter high in protein will keep you full for a long time. Another good thing to have. Protein bars, energy bars, But when it comes to those, please watch for the sugar. A lot of those are nothing but sugar. So please try to get the ones that are lower in sugar. I know for me, when I go to Aldi's, I get the energy bars that have like the pumpkin seeds and grains and stuff like that. And it's like pumpkin seeds, coconut, and honey. Very good, not so high in sugar content. Nuts and seeds, almonds, cashews, sunflower, pumpkin, walnuts, peanuts if you want. Not a big fan of peanuts, but hey. And of course, on top of that, above all else, none of this means anything if you don't have two good manual can openers to open up said canned food. At least two, just in case one breaks, something happens to one, you lose one, you still have another one. A good size, thick, industrial canned opener. Not automatic. There might be a scenario where the electricity goes out. What are you going to do? Two good sized manual can openers that you have to turn yourself. Stop being lazy. Go ahead and get them. Medical care. That is the next thing that is going to be very important. And the first thing I would say in medical care is supplements. I feel like supplements are still going to be very important. You should take supplements as long as you possibly can, because as there may be food shortages, you will be short on certain vitamins and minerals. So, I mean, I already feel like people should be taking multivitamins anyways right now, especially with what is going on right now. It is already important to have multivitamins. So I would say definitely will be important if there's a food shortage. So multivitamins, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, major key. I think those are the holy trinity in vitamins. If you can't get a multivitamin, anything else, first three vitamins to look for: zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D for immune support. Like above all else, get those three, especially today. So this isn't even for just if there's a natural disaster. Today, right here, right now, if you don't have those in your cabinet, get zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. Those, I mean, it's like adding artillery to your immune system. And then another thing, I mentioned iodine tablets before for water, but you can actually take iodine tablets if there's a scenario where you are exposed to radiation. That never happens, but just in case it does, when it comes to radiation, iodine tablets will be your best friend and possibly save your life. First aid kit. There's so many different first aid kits out there, but I would just say get a first aid kit that supports triple the amount of people in your household. So let's say you have five people in your household, get enough, make sure the first aid kit has enough bandages, creams, band-aids for 15 people at least. And I know the Red Cross, I think they actually have a first aid kit that can support 25 people. But yeah, definitely get three times the amount of bandages and medical supplies of what is in your home, because you never know. Peroxide and rubbing alcohol is another good thing. I know rubbing alcohol and peroxide can be hard to find right now with all the pandemic stuff going on. But if you can find it, please get it. I've actually seen peroxide, little peroxides and rubbing alcohols at Family Dollar and Dollar Tree. So if you have to, because I know there's a limit on what you can get a bottle every time you go there, or make it to where every other week you go there and pick up a bottle if you can. So then you have enough. And this is one of the things that people don't think about, but duct tape. When there are no bandages and there's no way you can get to medical attention and it's out of reach, duct tape can actually help stop the bleeding and keep a wound clean. I mean, yeah, is it painful to take it on and off? Yes, it will be. But beggars can't be choosers. And when it's a life or death situation, you better put that motherfucking duct tape on that wound and quit playing until you can get to some real medical attention. So yeah, a lot of people don't know about that, but yeah, it will definitely put pressure on the wound, covered up with duct tape. Another thing, spirits like whiskey or vodka. They say the higher the alcohol volume, the better. So don't get beer or wine or anything like that. I say something that is distilled because it will also disinfect a wound when nothing else is available. And if you do have a wound that needs to be cleaned and you don't have any peroxide or rubbing alcohol, you can pour a little on your wound and then pour a little down your throat to keep you calm and keep the anxiety level down and keep you chill until this said disaster is over with. So it's a two for one. It's a two for. Don't mind me. I learned that wording at my job. I work in corporate. Twofer. Okay, tools. So another, oh damn, it's only 16 minutes. It might be kind of short show. That's okay though. It's short but important. Quality over quantity. So another good thing to talk about are tools. You will need tools if there's a scenario where you need to stay in your home. Just because you leave does not mean you don't need tools. And if you have a home, I hope you already have tools, because for you to not have tools doesn't make any damn sense. One of the tools you will need are candles, preferably slow burning or emergency candles. And those can range from 4 hours, which isn't a lot. That's like a regular candle, to 120 hours. So I would say look for those first if you can't afford them, because I know in certain places the emergency candles can be more expensive. Flashlights, always need flashlights. You should have at least one flashlight in your house. If you don't, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Batteries, definitely important. You should have batteries. They don't cost that much. Easily go to any dollar store and get them. Battery operated weather machine. If the electricity goes out, you need something that's battery operated. Waterproof matches, very important. Regular matches will do, but please try for waterproof matches. If there's a natural disaster or something gets wet, it's better to have those than, you know, if there's a flood situation and your matches are all soaked and in shit and all that, and you can't really do anything with them. So definitely try waterproof matches. Duct tape. There goes that duct tape again. I swear before God, duct tape is what you need in your life. It, besides helping with wounds and cuts, it can also help fix things, as we all know, and it can hold things together. So duct tape is another one that you just have it. It's everything. Extra blankets. If there's ever a scenario, it's wintertime, the power goes out, electricity goes out, you need those extra blankets. And you can, I say with the blankets, get what you can. If you can get some, you know, blankets on clearance at Walmart, or if you can afford the emergency blankets that have the heat insulation that are more expensive, just do whatever fits your budget, especially right now. Just do what you can. The main thing is making an effort to start a preparedness supply. Make the effort. Lighters are very important. It's better to have lighters and matches. It's win-win. A whistle. If you're ever in a situation where you're in your home, you can't move, you can't talk, I personally think it's a good idea to have a whistle so you can get someone's attention. There may be something where the power's out, the electricity is out, and you can't call anybody because your cell phone is out of power. You can't charge it up. You don't have a solar operated battery charger, which is another good thing that I should have added on the list. If you can afford a solar operated cell phone charger, then that's good too. But a lot of people are not going to do that or think about that or see that as a priority. So, and then you got to think too, what if the cell phone towers are down? It doesn't even matter if your cell phone works. So in any case, if you have a scenario where a cell phone is not available. You cannot talk. You cannot speak. But you can still breathe. Breathe through that whistle with your whole heart and your whole soul. And you may get somebody's attention to get help. Weapons. I'm not going to get detailed into weapons. Just whatever you're comfortable with. Some people are not comfortable having certain weapons in their home. So I know what I would get and I know what I have. But you have to do what's comfortable for you and what you can get in your area, and what weapon suits you, your location and all that, and what you're comfortable using. So for that, I would say also use your Googles to help you figure out what weapon of choice you would use that would go in your preparedness now supply pile. Other things that are important: hammers, screws, wire cutters, scissors. I've got screws twice. Sorry, y'all. I'm doing a presentation for my YouTube while I record this. Nails, and all this can be found at a Dollar Tree dollar store near you. Maybe not so much the battery operated weather radio or the waterproof matches, but you can definitely get matches, period. Definitely get a radio. Batteries like candles. May not be the emergency candles or slow burning, but you can get candles from a local Dollar Tree. And a whistle, I think, too. I have seen whistles there. Oh, and weapon, but that's very broad. A lot of things can be used as a weapon. But the hammer, screws, wire cutters, all that, nails, seen all of that at the Dollar Tree down the street from me. Hygiene and toiletries. Soap, of course. No matter what the situation, it's always a good thing to wash your ass. Toilet paper, deodorant. As we know, toilet paper is very important from what we've seen when this pandemic stuff all started happening. Toilet paper, deodorant. Nobody likes funky ass underarms. So if you can get a couple of packs of deodorant at the Dollar Tree, please do so, especially if you're in an emergency situation and all of y'all are going to be huddled together for a long period of time. Please do your loved ones a favor and not have funky ass underarms. If you can, deodorant's not a priority to you and your preparedness now bag, that's cool. But I'm just, you know, you could just, you know, do them a service and not have musty underarms. That would be great. I mean, like I said, deodorant, little things of deodorant, like a dollar at Dollar Tree. Just, you know, just be considerate. In a hot ass house, maybe with no electricity, nothing to do, you know, just kind of, you know, keep the peace, keep the peace. Yeah, your washer and dryer may not be working, but yeah, you still might want to clean your underwear and stuff like that. So you might just have to do it the old fashioned way in the sink. But nonetheless, that laundry is still getting done. And it's not a big priority if that's not what you want, because you can keep cleaning your clothes with dish soap as well. So, and you know what's funny? I was really close to putting a washboard on this list, but I'm kind of like, no, it's not that deep. Nobody needs a washboard. It's not 1892. They can just, you know, fill up a sink with some water, give it a good scrubbing, get the mustiness out and call it a day and hang it up. It's not that deep. Washboard, no. Prescription meds. And this is something I would tell people to do right now. If you can get, and I know medicine is very expensive, but I was going to say, if you can get prescription meds, like a 90-day supply, that would be good. Some people can, some people can't. And some people can afford it, some people cannot, because some can afford to get a generic version of their meds, praise be, instead of getting the real expensive name brand. So if you can get a 90-day supply from your doctor, you know, just in case something happens or whatever, that's good as well, if you can do it. And just make sure, don't forget your prescription meds. Don't quit taking your meds in a pandemic situation, even though I know that might be the last thing you're thinking about in the midst of something crazy going on. feminine hygiene products. Okay, so pads, tampons, a lot of people don't think about that, but pads and tampons are good. But also, I don't know if anybody's heard about this called a Diva cup, but it's actually a little cup that you insert that holds all the fluid, all the blood when you're on your menstrual cycle. That's something to think about, because you can use it for long periods of time, but a longer period of time, and you can take it out and wash it and use it again. So I would say definitely have a Diva cup in your preparedness now bag, because what are you going to do if you can't leave your house and you need pads or you need whatever? Like, you're going to need something. And, you know, your family might be like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm out of tampons, pads, and you want to get toilet paper. And they're like, bitch, this is for wiping asses only. What are you talking about? You know, and they might give you a hard time about you wanting to put, you know, toilet paper or a paper towel in your underwear. And they're like, no, this could be used for other things that we need, you know, fuck your menstrual cycle. So it would just be best to be prepared, get a Diva cup. They're really good. I recommend them. So something to think about. They're not that expensive. And even if they were, think about the fact that you can use them over again and you don't have to throw them away unless you want to or whatever. But paper towels are another good thing to have, of course, as long as you can. And extra towels. And I didn't put washcloths on here because through extra towels or cheap towels or whatever towels you want, you can actually make washcloths with it. You can make gauze, reusable gauze. You can make disposable diapers with towels. You can just cut towels up and make a lot of different things you need. And I meant to put safety pins in here too, because that's something else you can use in a bug out bag. Safety pins, if you ever do have to makeshift something out of a towel, and you know, you have your safety pins and you're good to go. So toothbrush and toothpaste. During a pandemic, nobody wants somebody crying on their shoulder with crusty breath. I'm just playing. No, but just it's something else to do. And I feel like when you have a sense of normalcy during a pandemic, it helps your mental state. So it's like, yeah, we're in the house, we're waiting on stuff to get back to normal. But at the same time, I'm washing myself up. It just kind of helps I feel like, honestly, it helps to bring a sense of normalcy, even in the midst of so much uncertainty. So, and it's just good to keep up good hygiene, because when you have bad dental hygiene, it can just lead to a lot of problems later on. So if you can, during a pandemic, still have good dental hygiene, please do. If you can't, then you can't. But it just helps to keep yourself as healthy as possible in all ways during a pandemic. So when you come out on the other side, you know, it's easier to heal. It's a little bit easier to heal. Okay. And then of course, diapers and wipes. And like I said, you can get disposable diapers, but it's one of those things also where it would help to get reusable cloth diapers, because it's something you can wash in the sink, lay out to dry, be good to go, and constantly reuse them instead of having to get the ones that you have to dispose of. So that's what I would do. And that's where the towels could also come in as well. When you have a towel and let's say, oh, we're out of diapers, cut up the towel however which way you will, and make cloth diapers if you have to, if the occasion calls for that and there was nothing else left. Miscellaneous but important. Documentation. Money, legal forms, ID, just in case someone needs to leave. Have a file box where you already know where everything's at. Social security numbers, passport, money, whatever you need to have, just in case it's like, okay, shit done got too real, we're gonna have to leave. And that would be a continuation into what this presentation / podcast was. Mental stimulation, very, very, very important. Books, playing cards, word searches, board games, crossword, that will pass time and reduce stress and anxiety. Keep your mind sharp. Keep your mind focused. Keep it going. Keep it hopeful. So, you know, all these things can be found at a dollar store, at a Dollar Tree, at a Walmart, occasionally at all of these too. So that is very important. Physically being up to par is just as important as being mental. Mental is just as important. So just, you know, have those little stress relievers, playing cards, because you got to think too, the electricity might be out. So having those little things will help a lot. And don't forget about your pets. Whatever meds they need, pet food, little toys to keep them stimulated mentally and keep, you know, and you playing with them and them playing with you will help, you know, keep everybody's spirits high. So please do not forget about your pets. So add a 3 to 6 month supply of whatever your pets need as well. Do not forget about them. And this, everything I just talked about is only for the home. If movement is needed and you have to leave, if you got to shake the spot, then you're going to need a bug out bag. And this was not a bug out bag podcast, but I will say having a bug out bag is just as important. A lot of the things I listed will need to be in your bug out bag, probably 80%, 90%, but you're just going to have to, it just won't be as much of it. So with that, there are lots of different places where you can either learn how to create your own bug out bag through YouTube and your Googles, a bug out bag that's actually prepared, which can also be found through your Googles. So that's a whole different conversation as far as like the type of backpack, how much to put in what to put in what, because of course you're not going to be able, you yourself cannot put 6 months supply of everything we said on your back. Whole different discussion, whole different show. So like I said, start with what you can. Hold on, let me take a sip of wine. Ooh, this is delicious. Start with what you can. I suggest starting with water and food and then build. Everything else can be built upon through time. Please make it a priority to do it. Almost everything I listed can be found in the dollar store, a Dollar Tree, a Big Lots, a Walmart. Now, when you go into things like special, like certain emergency blankets or emergency candles and things like that, best case scenario, Walmart will have it. Worst case scenario, you can go on Amazon or some specialty preparedness store and get it through there. But please, like this is something we really have to think about doing, is having this emergency supply of things. I started my emergency supply about 2 or 3 months ago, and my pantry closet looks crazy, but it's a good thing. It's a good type of crazy. It's a type of crazy where I know if something pops off, I'm good on toilet paper. I'm good on paper towels. Definitely good on water, dry grains, rice, beans, all that stuff. So I will be one of the ones looking out the window through the safety of my home because I'm prepared and I'm not going to dive knee deep into the chaos of a pandemic or something, or an emergency happens, or a national disaster or a natural disaster happens and I don't have anything. I'm not anywhere near done, but I'm a lot better off than where I was. So I do feel a sense of, I won't say safety, a little bit of security, knowing I have a lot of what I need. There's still some things I have to get, but it's better than nothing. I actually need to get a better first aid kit. I want a different first aid kit. But other than that, like I'm feeling more comfortable as I build it up. So please do that. Better to be safe on the sorry end. Don't be one of the ones looking stupid outside, looking around because there's mass chaos and you can't find toilet paper or paper towels or the food is gone. You just never know, especially in 2020. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like 2020 is not playing any games with any of us. So just be diligent and, you know, just build and be prepared for anything. I feel like that everything that's happening with this pandemic has showed us how unprepared most of us are. And it's scary, but it's a learning lesson. So I feel like we got a second chance in saying, damn, I need to do better. I need to be prepared just in case this happens again. And it can, and it probably will. So that's pretty much all I have for the show. I hope you were able to learn something from this, or hold on, what happened? I hope you were able to learn something from this, or, you know, just take this with you and kind of just think about, you know, everything that you can do. So I am your host, Bobby, and I think I'm going to stick with this. We'll see what happens. But not next week, but the week after, I'm going to be introducing my co-host. Well, the next month, we'll be doing shows and it will include my co-host. And we'll be doing some giveaways. We'll be doing all types of fun stuff. So please continue to listen as we continue to build. And like I said, if you have any show suggestions, please let me know at veiledmoonpod@gmail.com. We're happy to hear them. Leave a message, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. But we're excited for the things to come. So everyone have a good night. The bonfire is over. You don't have to leave, but you have to get the hell out of here. Cheers.